Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit was freed from 5 years captivity this morning in return for the release of more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners. Emer McCarthy reports.
Sergeant Shalit was seized in 2006 by Hamas militants who tunneled into Israel. On Monday, the Israeli Supreme Court turned down an appeal for a 48-hour delay from the families of victims of attacks by Palestinian militants. The first of 477 Palestinian prisoners freed on Tuesday morning began leaving their jails just after dawn. A large convoy left a prison in the south of Israel, while a smaller group left in another in the center of the country, both under heavy security. The remaining 550 are scheduled to be released next month. Meanwhile, also in Israel, a plan for settling thousands more Jews in a strategic part of the Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem has quietly cleared a key bureaucratic hurdle, threatening to cut a link between Jerusalem and the West Bank and endanger already slim peace prospects between the Israeli and Palestinian communities. The plan for over 2,600 apartments will cut off one of the few remaining Arab neighbourhoods from the West Bank town of Bethlehem. The new building plan drew condemnation over the weekend from UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon and EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. Quartet envoys are set to meet next week in the region to nudge the two sides back to the negotiation table. But prospects, if they were dim before, are even more so now. I'm Emer McCarthy.